Friends, we're in the season of Lent, and for our sermons in this Lenten season, I've chosen to have us look together at the life of our Lord and the experiences that he encountered in the course of his ministry, and then to reflect on how those circumstances that he faced are also reflective of the challenges that we encounter as we aspire to live out a life of faithfulness to the Lord. And last week we were looking at the fact that when John the Baptist arrived on the scene, that there was enthusiasm everywhere, or so it seemed. People came from all directions, and from considerable distances in those times, to view and listen to the message of John the Baptist, which was, the Lord's Messiah is about to arrive on the scene. Be prepared. And there was enthusiasm, there was excitement, and of course when Jesus came to John to be baptized in the River Jordan, John very clearly and quickly explained to everyone, because some had misunderstood, that he, John the Baptist, was not the Messiah, but that the Messiah was now in their midst, and that he had been allowed to recognize the Messiah in the moment of baptism. And so he pointed people to Jesus. And in a very short span of time, people began to gather around Jesus because they believed what John had told them, that this was truly the Messiah. And Jesus very quickly began to gather around him followers. The crowds were sometimes considerable. Again, there were people who came from a distance, and it was an exciting time. But the seeds of challenge were quickly being planted. I mean, Jesus began to gather disciples around him, people who were, in fact, faithful throughout the course of his ministry. There were people like Nicodemus, who remained faithful to the Lord. John tells us that there was a response amongst the people in Samaria when they received word that this was the Messiah. What a beginning! But as I said, the seeds of challenge were already there. The religious leaders in Jerusalem had taken a quick interest in anything that was happening within any reasonable distance at all, and they had sent out some of their followers to raise questions, first of John the Baptist, and then of Jesus. And if you read through the gospel accounts, it appears that the challenges became more explicit. They began sort of as general questions about the faith, and then they became more directly critical. There were criticisms of Jesus. We read of one from Matthew, criticisms or challenges as to by what power he healed. We know there were challenges of Jesus' observance of the Sabbath because he was not regarded as being strict enough. And so there was an undercurrent already forming. Oh yes, and of course, John the Baptist was soon arrested. Herod hadn't liked what John had said about his family arrangements, and Herod had John the Baptist put in jail, and as we know, ultimately executed. And this was there at the same time as there was this scene of excitement amongst those who had an expectation that God was going to act. Some of them perhaps had treasured it since the beginning of their days in faith. Others were coming to it now because of the ministry of John the Baptist and because of witnessing Jesus and his acts of healing and his power in teaching. So a community of faithful people was being formed at the same time as challenges were being raised and charges being leveled against Christ concerning the things he said and did. And of course, that set the scene for all that was to follow, because the whole of Christ's ministry was in fact that, yes, his continued teaching and healing, but also the increasing challenge that was raised against him. And through it all, there were those ones who had professed faith and professed confidence that Jesus was in fact the Lord's Messiah. And they had to live through this, you see, because they were not unaware of these challenges that were being made. They were not unaware of the opposition that began to form. And they had to decide if this opposition was going to unsettle them or undermine their faith. Now, if we stop and take a step or two back, we realize very quickly that this was not a new experience for people of faith. I mean, God's people have always been challenged to be faithful. And I use as an example simply that passage that Paul read from Deuteronomy, where Moses, as he addressed the children of Israel on the brink of their entry into the promised land, you know, reminded them that they were at a turning point and that they would have to make choices to live the faith. And Moses, of course, was in that same context announcing that his time of leadership in the midst of the children of Israel was coming to an end, and that Joshua would be the one to lead them into the promised land. But Moses' message was, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I am commanding you today, by loving the Lord your God, walking in his ways, and observing his commandments, decrees, and ordinances, then you shall live and become numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess. But Moses had begun this statement with this declaration: see, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. It was a time of challenge. The people of God in that time, here they were, all exultant, you know, they're about to enter this land that had been promised to them. Everything was wonderful, wasn't it? Well, Moses said, not quite so fast. Because this is a time when your faith will be challenged. This is a time when you must stand close to the Lord. This is a time for you to demonstrate your commitment to God in obedience and worship. And so it has always been, of course. If we can now go back to the New Testament scene where the disciples had been called to follow this Jesus, whom they recognized as the Lord's Messiah, but they had a lot to learn. They weren't even exactly sure what all that would mean for them. What did it mean that God was now sending his Messiah? How would Christ's messiahship be lived out? What would it bring to them? What would it ask of them? These were not scholars. One might say, perhaps even fortunately. They were simply people of faith who had been called to recognize that God was working wondrously in their day and time. And that they needed to listen. And indeed, the disciples and those closest to Jesus spent hours with him, hearing him teach the crowds, but also gathering close in afterwards and asking their questions and learning. And as they deepened in their understanding, so they could deepen in their faith. And as you read the gospel accounts, you know, those moments when the disciples came to Jesus and said, what did you mean in that parable? Where they were searching to understand as clearly as they could what the Lord was telling them, because they believed that he was indeed the Lord's Messiah. They had trying days ahead of them, challenging days. Days ahead of them that were challenging because they were going to be forced to watch Jesus experience bitter and painful rejection and abuse. And this was their very brief time of learning and disciplining themselves in the faith to be ready. But you know, so it is with us. So it is for us. Our need to so grow in grace that we are prepared for faith to be challenged. Because faith is always challenged. And for us too, it comes as we more clearly understand by God's grace, by the working of his Spirit, the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. That we are then equipped and prepared and strengthened to withstand. And not because we are strong, but because the Lord is gracious and mighty. But it should not take us by surprise when challenge comes. We need to be aware of it. And as we continue in this series, we'll look at how the opposition that Christ experienced grew and strengthened. Just as in the same way, the strength and commitment of his disciples was strengthening. All to come, of course, to an ultimate showdown in the very near future. So as we think of these things, and perhaps as we read some of those events from the gospel record about the life and ministry of our Lord, and the challenges that were raised against him, and the obstacles that the disciples also had to surmount to remain faithful, then we can be more appropriately equipped to live in faithfulness to the Lord, because we too, and if you've lived the faith for any length of time, you know this to be true, will find your faith challenged both from without and within. And our calling is to trust in the Lord's grace and to hold firm to what we know to be true for the glory of Christ's name. So I leave this with you, and we'll continue to ponder this theme as the Lenten season extends out before us. And may we be reminded, even in the midst of challenge, that the Lord's ministry is our good news. And may we rejoice in it. So take it with you. This is good news. Thanks be to God.